Blog Talk Radio.
Grudge World, what's happening? Tone, what's going on, brother?
Joey, what's the deal, man?
Man, I can't call it, man. Another great day, so I guess we blessed, man. What's happening, man?
That's right. Right, not a thing. I see we got some background noise already. Can you see if you
yeah,
can find
let,
that?
Let me see if I can clear that up real quick. I'm gonna have to.
Skin man.
That's who?
Yeah, I'm cleaning them up for you. So what's going on, brother? I think we got it there.
What's going on?
Man, you know it's Sunday. We're here on the Lock It In show. I know we got plenty of action going on. We got a whole lot of races to lock in. And
yeah, we're trying to get it started. But, you know, first and foremost, you know, one of our brothers in grudge racing, Leroy, was out testing last night and wrecked his car.
Right.
You know, thank God he's all right. He's a little sore this morning, but, you know, he had a top-end crash. You know, messed his car up pretty bad, but, you know, the most important thing is he all right? I talked to him and I talked to Larry, and Larry said he's good. He's just a little sore this morning, so, you know, want everybody to who know that guy and maybe got contact with him, call and check on him. You know, just like it was him, it could have been one of us. So,
well, that's a blessing that he was able to walk away from it. You know, that's the most important thing. The rest of this don't mean nothing, man. You know, that's a good thing though. That's good. I'm glad he's doing good.
Yeah.
Well, we send a shout out to him and a prayer to him, you know, because sometimes, you know, we might have something wrong with us and we won't notice it or feel it till a couple of days later. So, you know, prayers are always with him to make sure that the Lord bless him like he did when he walked away from it. So.
Right.
He'll be
back. I say one good thing about it is when I talked to Larry this morning, he told me that when they got to the car and got him out the car, he was conscious and coherent. You know, he was able to answer all questions that they asked him, and he was good, and they felt no need to take him to the hospital. So that's definitely a plus. And, you know, a good car and good safety equipment, you know, goes a long way, and, you know, he saw that last night.
That's right. You know, next to speed, safety number one, because it don't matter how fast you go. If you can't survive it afterwards, it's over with, bro. That's a good thing,
right,
though. That's good. I'm glad he's doing well.
Right.
What else we got going on, bro? Uh-huh.
Well, we got to congratulate Cole Killer and Chris Tootin. You know, Killer been killing Chris been at that Regal for a minute now, you know, trying to get it right. You know, they suffer a lot of heckling and criticism, you know, they go to the track to do testing, and you know, whenever you don't go out there and shine like New Money, people always got something to say. So he showed up in Macon yesterday and shook down. Well, I'm sorry, let me back up. Was it like a couple days ago, he went out testing, and, you know, the car started really coming around. And then he showed up in Macon, ready for battle, and drew on the, well, they were having a shootout. And first round of the shootout, Chris and Super Freak was in first round together. So, you know, that was a highly anticipated match.
Oh, he went up against the man first round.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt. Yeah, like I say, for the average Joe, that would have been a hell of a first round. But you know, Cold Killer and Chris, they pulled it off. They beat the Super Freak, and Super Freak said they had a few problems, which you know that's commonplace in drag racing. And
right.
So we might can look for a rematch of that.
That's the only way you can prove. If you the better man,
yeah,
come on with it. That's what I'm talking
about. Yeah.
So were they both able to make a clean, I mean, for the most part, a clean pass?
Oh yeah, they both made the trip. Yes, sir.
Oh, okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay then.
Yeah.
He outworked them then.
Yeah. They I saw the video, you know, start to finish, candles lit all the way down. It was a good race.
Paul, what's going on, man? Mr.
What's happening?
Paul. Joe, what's happening, baby?
My brother, what's going on, man? Another great day. It's Sunday.
Man, first of all,
you
man,
see,
good.
You see where we
evening
at?
Evening to everybody.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
You know, I had to get on this show, talk some shit, swallow some spit. You know, it's man, listen, man, the weather in the D right now, man, is fabulous, man. You know, you can't ask for nothing better than this right now, man. You know, life, you know what I mean? Sorry to hear that Leroy, you know, wrecked his car, but, you know, cars will be replaced, but, you know, we can't. So, you know, good thing that he's still here with us.
That's a good thing.
I'd like to congratulate my main man again, Johnny Quick, for going in P-Town up in Bubbly. Pulled off another win in a shootout. And he did it.
Bag it up now. Hello.
You say Johnny Quick did what? They had a little T-Town racing up with that up in Ubley. You know what that's at, Mr. Tony. Ubley.
Yes, sir.
And he put us on 28.
Uh-oh. And what'd he do out there?
He won everything. Whatever little event they had, you know, he won.
Ooh,
hold on. Johnny Quick with the blue Mustang.
The one that was said ain't a factor no more, said the man played out like disco and you know, it's over and, you know, give it up, calling Mr. Kaboom and, you know, has been washed up. I mean, the list just goes on. You're saying the man came out a couple weeks ago on a 29 and stole the show. And when he was criticized that he had the big tire on it, so he went back, put a small tire on it, and duplicated. Is that what you're trying to tell us, man?
Man, that's what I'm telling you, man. And he did it as ugly.
Man.
Now, I've never been to Ubley, but some people did tell me, like, at Ubley, you gotta know what you're doing.
Yeah.
I mean, Tony, you've been there. You know how it is.
But you know, I've never raced at Ubley either. But you know, you got some tracks that are wide, some tracks that are narrow. You know, you got different tracks, and I heard, you know, Ubley is a somewhat of a narrow track, so you gotta really be on your game. So that's good, man. That's good. Like I say, I mean, I guess it really don't matter to him whether it's good track or bad or narrow track or whatever. That man gonna do what he need to do.
It sounds to me like y'all got some serious trouble down there with him now.
June, they criticized him, man. They told the man he's washed up. you know, sit down somewhere, Mr. Kaboom, you know. Was he running on the motor, or was he running on nitrous?
I heard rumor that he was on the motor.
I honestly can't tell you. I can't tell you what the man ran on, but he, you know, all I know, they said the man pulled up another win, and I guess they will be doing battle on June 1st down there at the Meltdown over there. He's doing battle with Brian Davis for the 29 belt, and they're coming back on June 15th. Which is a Tony and Slouch race. They're coming back and they're going to do it again for the 28 belt. And, Tony, do you have any, damn, Brittany Forbes, damn, they got the whole damn Forbes family in here. Do you got the list of who's locked in at your race?
Junior's been keeping track of it.
Yeah,
okay,
we got, yeah.
Everybody that locked in on the show, Junior's been writing it down, keeping track of it. What the lock in is, who the lock in is.
Yeah, I've got so far. I got Little Tony and Three Lug. They're locked in. Little Tony and Michigan Junior, and I got the Mailman locked in with Three Lug also.
Okay. I don't know where they're going to take place. I think you may want to. I've been reading. I heard that Brian Davis of Bad Company Racing, Chucky, is, they say he's locked in with Chemo Sub Zero.
Well,
right,
that
right,
that
right.
One we ain't got it confirmed yet. Hey, Tone, I got a bunch of hands up here.
Okay.
You want me to bring some of them in real quick?
Yeah, you see an area code 404, last four numbers 3716.
Yeah, I got them.
Could you bring that number in for me, please?
404-3716. Your mic is open.
What's going on here, Pete?
What's happening, baby?
Hold on,
for y'all that don't know, that's the infamous Kite Man, crew chief slash owner of that that deadly Regal that took the Super Freak down yesterday. Kite Man, what drag strip you at?
Oh, well, you know, we're coming up there on the 15th, and we're going to kill any motherfucker with a phone block. First of all, and any boost car that want to do anything, deep pocket, and last but not least, we bet the white tonight. And you want to see the video, unless you get it from a guy's phone or something, because we paid not to show that, to get that gap put on YouTube, just because people like Donnie, Big Moon, 901 Bad Boys, whatever we want to kill. We got a list of motherfuckers up on the internet. They on X. Suicide Watch. Crime Fire. They seen a ghost. We hit them in the house about 7,500 last night. Yeah, so what we do up down here at Montgomery Motorsports. They finna get the T body shootout going on here, LP, so I'm gonna go on mute. I'll let you know when somebody do something.
No, I think Tone just fell off, but we appreciate you coming on, giving us an update on that, man, and congratulations, man, on that win.
Hey man, let me tell y'all something, man. This real serious, man. It's damn serious. Have you ever been into a plum or blackberry that you thought was gonna be real sweet?
Oh yeah.
Only thing I want you to think about when you get into that motherfucker, it was real fun how you find all up and spit it all out. That's how the white boy's face was looking last night.
Oh, they was looking like the Sour Patch Kids did. Shit.
Well.
Hello. I think we might have lost him there, Tom.
Yeah, I think we lost him. Yeah,
he said they beat the Super Freak.
He said they got
the Super Freak. Yes, sir.
Who did you paralyze last night, man? Oh, the white boy. You know, for some odd reason, man. You know, Prince Star Joe made a comment a couple of weeks ago when Good Gene came up to you know, talking about Detroit won't race. I've been on a damn fast street car for the last few months, right? And every track we take this bitch to, we always trying to get action, and we never can get action. We never can get action. Oh, no, you this, you that. But damn it, I'm making a long trip. And somebody said he locked him in. Donnie P5 said he got a ghost ass whooping because you ain't show up. That's it. I tried to lock on. Oh, weak ass Ben's then, but he wouldn't put up no deposit. Again. So, you know, just had to track and watch these people do some racing.
So are you trying to engage with Donnie?
Deposit.
That's all I need to know. We go find a way to get him on the line so you can get a lock on there.
Hey, LT, lock that man in, man. And he's coming along this with lock that man in, man. 105. Donnie can get it.
Okay. So
look, Tom have complete booking rights for locking your car in with a Donnie. Complete. Do you know who that is? That's LP. That stands for Lil Tony, but that stands for LP too now.
Well, we need to get Donnie on the phone or something, because down on his ass, we're going to go there.
Okay. I thought something was wrong with your buddy. You got off the rider?
Hey, Tuck, what track you at?
I'm in Montgomery.
Yeah, and any updates? What they got going on over there?
Bobby Wildfire went red for the belt against Dolomite. But for me personally, if a man go red, I don't even want to talk about it. What I'm going to tell him is, yeah, I won that pot, and I ain't giving that goddamn paper back. But you can put all that back up and bring your ass out again if I think I can get you my man. We ain't going to be one and done. Never one and done.
Hey, Tuck, man. You say you bring your street car up here? You say you're bringing your street car up here? This slouch.
Yes, we bring the street car up here.
Well, let everybody know on the air before y'all come up here, you know, what the street car is, and maybe we can match something with it.
Oh, no problem. No goddamn problem. Yeah. It's a little 29-inch type car. Full interior, rear glass, back seat, everything. Tag and insurance on the motherfucker. Get down. Nitrous car. So find me somebody that wants to get down.
Yeah, I can make a couple of calls. I know somebody that may want to run. They got a same car just like that, a street car. Mm-hmm. Little supercharged car. Just a little supercharged car.
See that? Didn't I say it? Nike's got them.
No, I ain't hear you say that. I'm just getting
well,
on
guess
that.
Guess what? Guess what? Tell them to bring a little supercharged car. Fuck it. Fuck it.
You gonna run that car through the quarter, through the eighth, or it don't matter?
Through the eighth.
Okay.
Let me see if I can get them online. I'm about to text them right now.
I ain't going nowhere. I'm just on mute.
Hey, Tom, I got a couple. I got a couple hands up here. You want me to open these up?
Okay. Yeah. Could you bring them in while we wait on him?
Yeah. 313-0456.
Look,
the mic is open.
That ain't who I think it is, man. That's trying to get on.
I don't know. He got too much background noise. I come back to him though.
Can you tell me this number again? Can you say
313-0448. Too much background noise, my buddy. 773-2531, your mic is open.
There's three lug and Donnie. They go Donnie, y'all talking about Donnie, he on the phone.
Three lug, what's happening, brother?
What up, Junior?
You got it, man. Donnie, what's going on, man?
What's happening? What's going on with you fellas?
Man, we chilling, man. It's Sunday. We trying to see what we can do, brother. Your name has been requested, man.
This might not been a good day for you to call in. This might not been a good day for you to call in, boy. We got a Joker looking for you, man.
Oh right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm looking for you. You ain't returned my phone, bro.
So what do you want me to take off? What do you want me to do? I know they want me to do something.
Why you saying he wants you to do? Hold on. Hey, tight.
Yeah,
Tree, get your ass down, man, on the 15th. Let's on a race.
You know what? I like all that.
That sounds real simple to me.
Hello?
Yeah.
I like all that. But I'm going to tell you, we're going to lock in. I'm going to Maryland next week. As long as I come back, I still got oil pressure. You lock in.
Oh, no.
We can lock in 5-on-2 or better.
105 or better now. You done made that goddamn trip. You know what that trip consists of? The guy from the
Next Monday, we can lock in.
Hey, Sanjay, you a G. I ain't even cutting even, man. You know, as long as you got all questions, we're good in contact with one another, man. I respect you. You know?
Oh, yeah.
That, don't
Take
his ass whooping personal.
Oh, no, they gonna never do that. Oh, no. Hey, I thought I'd beat y'all down. I'm gonna still take you out for a steak dinner.
Oh, yeah? But guess what? I can't tell you. I just hope y'all have one of them cars that can only make one pass. Because if you fuck around and beat me, I want some gifts back as soon as you cool down.
Hey, and I like that. I'm gonna give it to you, too.
Okay, but can I get the same thing from you? If you get your ass knocked out.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
I'm definitely gonna come back.
Okay, that's what I like about you. That's what I like about
you. Mm-hmm. Hey, man. Long as I got old fresh, I'm gonna keep coming.
Oh, I know it. My kind of man. As long as you got all fresh, we're going to keep that. You cross the head.
Hey, Daniel.
The only thing going to stop me if I run out of money. Yeah.
Yeah,
got
what?
A question.
You can't
y'all
do,
got a couple
you,
street
you
guys,
do,
don't you?
Yeah, what? You can't
what
do that. So we'll beat y'all up and loan it back to you just to keep racing. We just want to race.
I got
yeah, we're gonna
y'all
be all good then.
y'all got a couple street cars down here? Hey,
No, not really.
I got a street car.
DJ Grant.
Yes, sir.
Hold on.
Who's that?
Hold on. Talk to LP. Where on this show? Playing with you.
Hello.
Don't know you weak bitch.
Hey, Junior.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hey, Junior. Where my baby mama to be at?
I can't hear. Hello.
DJ.
I want my baby mama to be at.
Huh?
DJ.
Hold on a minute. You got DJ on the line.
This Tony. What's going on?
What's happening? Little Tony. What's the deal, man?
What's happening, baby?
You got it. How the show down there, man?
It's looking good, man. We're going to start the 28 inside shootout, man. It is.
Oh, yeah?
I see we can't understand.
Yeah.
Hey, DJ.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, what's going on?
What's going on? Yeah, what's up, man?
What's
up, man?
Where you at, man?
Hey, man, I'm sorry I couldn't make it, man. I just didn't have my stuff worked out, man.
I understand.
Yeah.
Oh, tell me that thing he did. Yeah, that's 300. It's all good. I know we get
the
next
time. I already got whooped by the white boys. Who else can do to come down now?
Well, he was here in the back.
Huh?
He ran the white boys back again tonight and gapped the white boys.
Oh, they ran back and he gapped them?
Yeah, Tony Bynes gapped. He ran them back again and gapped them.
Oh, wow.
Who made the trip. No, both of them had no problem.
Oh, okay.
Hey, DJ Greg,
he go tight, man. Hold on, shake
this.
I'm going to tell y'all what's going wrong with drugs right there, man. DJ Grant got a man in his camp. I meant my bad. I lied. Butt naked. Got a man in his camp asking another man for the motherfucking back time to break. Where they do that at? So you get your weak ass time.
What butt naked going down there, man?
Ah, that bitch look good. He look good now. He look good. I got to get him that. He look good. But guess what?
He locked in with anybody?
Yeah, he got one place locked in. Tell him to get his ass down, though.
Really?
Hey, Pike Man.
Huh?
Hey, I'm about to bring in the guy I was saying for how to run your street car.
Hey, Junior. You got to get on that one to run the street car.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that. Oh, that's a nice
car
with a
fucking
motor in
his
house. Hey, the dude with a street car,
let's
lock his ass in, man.
Well, no, he about to get online right now. Hey, Chase.
Hold on. Let me walk away from it. No, what'd you say?
I'm trying to get in contact
with
Junior.
Oh, well,
hey,
Junior.
Yeah.
Do you see an 810-2503?
2503.
Chad, press the one button.
Going through the list right now, looking for him. Yeah, I got him here. 810.
Can you bring him
2503, you're on.
Hey, what's up?
What up, Chad?
Tyke.
Nah, too much.
Hey, Tyke, man, you online? Damn, did he fall off? I don't hear nobody online now.
Yeah, I dropped. Yeah. No, Type Man's still on.
I thought he said he...
Oh, yeah, man. I'm on, man. I got a little street car. Goddamn, still on 29. Nice.
What do you got? Small black nitrous car on 29?
Yeah.
Tax suspension. Full interior.
Yeah.
You want to run 8 mile?
What's 8 mile?
Okay, what do you want to do it for?
Yeah, we ain't got no cage in our car. You got a cage
more? Say what?
He was asking.
No, my car don't have a cage. It's got the stock LED. It cruises around on the street on some pony wheels.
Let's log in on 5 on 1500 or better. Yes, sir.
Heads up, 8 miles.
Yeah, 8 miles.
Okay.
Junior, you got that?
I'm getting it right now. We got 500. You said I'm 15 or better?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. 8 mile. Heads up. Pro 3.
Yep.
Tyke Man versus... Wicked Racing, Wicked Quick Racing.
Wicked Racing?
Wicked Quick Racing.
Okay. And what car does he have?
I got a blue knot back.
He got a
small block Pro Charge.
Okay.
Yeah. Is there a time limit, or how's it going to be ran for that?
Hey, that race, you got Tony, you got that race up out and locked in.
Say what?
Okay. So we got Type Man versus Wicked Quick Racing. They got 500 on 15 or better. 8 mile heads up Pro Treat. Type Man got a nitrous street car. And Quick Racing got a small block Pro Charge, street charge. Correct?
Yep. Right, correct.
And this is for June the 15th.
Yes. Yep.
No, what's the step on the time frame?
What's the step for what?
Time frame. What time do I got to race or what?
I don't really care about doing all the time frame thing. I'm really easy. you know, whenever. We can go right off the trailer.
Damn. Tyke man, you like that?
If you need to make a shakedown pass, you can make a shakedown pass. Ain't a big deal.
I think we may have lost him there. Tyke man.
All I was saying, I want to add is, I ain't spent some time, I don't know what time I'm going to get up there. Let's before the track closed, though. What's up, Dave?
Okay.
Huh? Flip the lane, Troy?
Yeah, we'll flip the lane, Troy. Don't worry about goddamn lane. I get down to the road. I don't go there.
After we race, we can turn around and pull out on the street and do it.
Hey, so Junior, so, you got both of tight slot ends?
Yeah, I got that. If all's well with Danye, you got Danye and tight man, both on 29s, 500 and 2500 or better, heads up pro tree. June the 15th. Then I got Type Man Street Car against Wicked Quick Racing Street Car, 8 Mile Heads Up Pro Tree. Type Man, Nitrous Small Block, Wicked Quick, Small Block Pro Charger, before the track closes, and they flip the lane for it.
Hey,
correct?
Yep.
I come right back. I got to go grab some money right quick. I'll come right back.
Is that
Little
correct?
Tony.
Yes, sir.
Tony.
Yes, sir.
Is number one stunner still on?
No, because Tyke gave him his phone. So, no, he's not on.
Does,
need him.
Will he run a ladder bar car on a 28-inch tire?
Hey, Tyke. Type, you still with us?
Oh,
yeah, I agree with all that, but we got a long way for to get out. I'm still on mute.
Hey,
Type,
is Stunner near you?
Hey, Junior, that background noise, is that Type? Or that somebody?
Yeah, that's Tyke Man. Yeah, that's Tyke Man there. I can't mute his mic.
Well, I don't hear it now. Maybe he dropped. Okay. Hey, Slouch, didn't you say you had somebody else want to lock in?
I was trying to get in contact with Little Eric from Florida. He didn't answer his phone. Because I want him to definitely do the lock-in with Dirty Junior. And he also had two Mustangs he was bringing, so I can't get a hold of him. I'm going to try to call back later on and see if I can still get a hold of him.
Hey, Slouch. Slouch.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, this is Donye. They told me Brian and Brian Davis was looking for me and Wayne from up there.
Damn, I don't know. I
yeah, that was somebody called me and said I better not move.
Yeah. You know what? Hey, Brian Davis and Tony, man, no, they ain't put no more race. Right. Both of them got about 20 races locked in. They can't run no more.
Oh, well, yeah, we don't. Yeah, wait. Hey, Slouch, I told Tony he better bring his twin with him because he going to have a real busy day, boy.
Hey,
you didn't lock in with everybody, huh, John? You didn't lock in with everybody, huh?
You don't shut me down like that, man. Let me go, man. Take the shackles off me, man.
Hey, man, you don't go racing from the tiny gate open, huh?
That's right. I plan to show out.
Hey, Donye, he going to be the show and the intermission.
Yeah, I see. Hey, he ain't gonna get no break.
Hey, look, I mean, I didn't hear.
Hey, look, Tony.
Yes, sir.
Well, you said he know my phone call. I call you for Mother's Day, so you be my baby mama on the 15th. I had you some roses, but you didn't want to accept them.
Hold on, let me say this. I got a new number. I text you and gave it to you. Did you get the new number?
No.
Okay, I'm about to text it to you again.
Cause my mama didn't raise no, boy, she raised man, so I got you pregnant, so I got to make sure the baby all right.
Hey, what Melvin want to do, man?
What you mean, what do you want to do? Melvin wants to go at all times.
We want to try Melvin, too. I want to try him.
Hold on, I just happen to have Melvin's number. Let me find it.
Man, we need to pull in there. Man, we need to pull in there for real.
I'm helping
you today, man.
Yeah. We got some background noise there. Somebody got a window open.
Hey, I just texted him, Danye,
yeah.
Melvin. So
you say you just texted him? Okay.
Come on.
Yeah.
Hey, Junior.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, Junior. If you see a 313, last four numbers 6868, that's Melvin. Can you bring him in?
Okay. I got some hands here. You want me to bring them in?
What'd you say?
Leave Melvin alone. That is my dish for the prime. June 15th. That's not it. That's cooked.
And you can't get it all, man. You got to share. Sharing is caring.
You're gonna get my package.
313-0448. Your mic is open.
What's up, Tom? What's happening? They say Cold Killer went down there and they called it it's free, huh? What? They say Cold Killer went down there and knocked it over y'all, huh?
Yeah, he went down there and got him a W.
Right. Now, you know a lot of motherfuckers jumping online talking about he raced the car on 29th, and he had, or 28th, and he had 29th on
him. I mean, they, Super Freak knew what the race was before he staged the car, so, I mean, if it was all right with him, it should be all right with everybody.
I mean, Tone, that was a shootout, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, well, he knew who the other man in the other lane was going to be. I mean,
yeah.
You could have pulled out ahead of time, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's too late after the rabbit done shot you in the foot.
Yeah. Yeah.
You want me to go on and open some more mics up, Tone? Got a lot of hands
yeah,
up.
Yeah, please.
And that bitch, boy, he's been ducking like a motherfucker. Being piping on that ass, man, that motherfucker will not stand up like a man, man. He just keeps him down.
Hey, man.
He went to break up like a 38-4.
Do the Bills got a shot down there?
Nobody seen Junior, Little Junior. I don't even think Little Junior running, man. But that son done been moonwalking like a motherfucker. Hey, man, y'all ain't going to be beating on my homeboy like that, man. Even though I'm considered persona non grata in Chicago, but you know I don't give a fuck. Confirmation from you, man. Is Little Junior in the house down there or no? Biz with Little Junior.
I don't know, but it's a week long. I'm going to come through the gate.
If Lil Junior show up, man, down on his ass, I'm going with my little street car.
Nobody, but you know, maybe he had some issues or something. I don't know. Maybe he got a flat going down there, had truck problems. You never know.
BT said Grudge Inc. has not stood up down there. They only bit. They bombed.
That's a lie. We kept the white boy last night. We'll kill him with the Grudge Inc. cop.
Number did you want?
Breaking up like a 38 Ford, Biz. You ain't beating on your chest this year, motherfucker.
Hey, Tone, I got some hands up here. You want me to open these mics up for you?
Oh, DJ Gramophone, motherfucker. We talking about you. What you want to get started the phone for?
Come on with it.
Sound like they backpedaling, man. He might have hit the rev limit of
man. DJ,
let him bag
racing.
Off.
Okay, what are you doing? Who are you racing?
Hold on. Chad wanted to know, wanted to talk to DJ Grant.
Yeah, we're trying to get DJ Grant on the phone.
DJ in the space.
662-0122. Okay. Your mic is open.
DJ in the, at the mic. He stayed in the car, so they can't talk to him, but he giving me play by play.
Hey,
okay.
Hey, Junior.
Yes, sir.
See 313. You see 313-6868?
I'm running through it right now.
Okay. Who is? Who are you racing? DJ Grant at the lane at the light with a big block on nitrous, fellas.
You just want to leave another day?
DJ bumping in.
No, I don't
want to sit. DJ Red light it.
Pressure bust a pipe, baby. You said 6868, Tom?
6868, yes, sir.
They say DJ Grant pre-staged and red lit. The big block took the win, fellas.
Was DJ running his car or somebody else's car?
Yeah, DJ was running his car against a big block. What would that be? A big block what? A big block Mustang. DJ Deep Stage went too far in and red lit.
I can't find the number in here, Tom. I got some hands up. You want me to go on and open these mics up?
He hasn't even fucking deep stage. He got some twins on that motherfucker.
313-2850, your mic is open.
Joe, just be ball. All right, fell off.
Shake when you do that.
Hey, I know that guy, man. 248-0347. You got too much background noise.
Hey, Sean. Hey, Sean, I'm at the race. I'll call y'all back as much as I know what's going on. DJ Grant Red Lit. Hey, go up to DJ Grant. We need to talk to DJ Grant. Okay, I'll get him on the phone. Give me a minute. He's throwing his car back around. That's why I'm in the station. I'm over in the station lanes here. I'll call y'all back. All right, put it on mute. All right.
I'm going to put y'all on mute for a minute.
313-6868. Your mic is open.
Hey, fellas.
313-6868. We doing good. How you doing today?
What's going on, Daye?
That's a nail open right there.
Yep. Hey. Hold on. Hold on one second. Mel, how you doing, man?
I'm doing fine, man.
That's good. You know, let us speak to you first before you go to swinging on people. You just walking the door swinging. How you doing, man? You all right, homeboy?
Oh, yeah, man. I'm good, man. Just sit back enjoying the show.
Okay, well, all right, we got that out the way. Everybody, this is Melvin with the Mazda. All right, don't handle your business, man.
Now you got to get the business.
We got some background noise there.
Hey, Junior.
Yeah, I'm here.
Junior, can you mute everybody but Melvin and Donye so they can handle their business?
Yeah. Donye, what's the last what's the number you calling from? No.
I'm on three love line. Let me see.
2531.
2531. Okay. I'm going to mute everybody else's mic, so.
Melvin, what you want to do for the 15th, man?
On the 15th?
The 15th.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We can get out, man. We can get out.
We're going to lock something in?
Yeah, what you want to lock in? 300,000 or better or something? Have it locked? You know? Or you want to lock in more?
How about we lock on we lock in 3 on 1500 or better? How about that?
That's cool. That's a good lock in. I ain't got no problem with that.
Okay. Well, we can go ahead and lock that in.
So what we got here?
Head up pro tree. Wait. Head up pro tree. We running through the eighth. That's cool.
Yeah, that's perfect. Eighth of mile. That's good. Head up pro tree.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Head up pro tree. 8 mile.
Yep, at Lil Tony's race.
Right.
Okay.
Danye.
Yeah.
Same stipulation about you breaking, does that apply or that ain't got nothing to do with him?
Well, yeah. How about that? We're gonna put that in there. If I break, I ain't gonna show up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I ain't worried about, you know, I ain't looking for collecting no money if you ain't there or nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? I ain't worried about that.
Okay. All right. So that's the stipulation. If I break, ain't no lock in.
Okay. So you said got.
If you break at this race, you about to go to. You say you tell Killer you're going to a race in a week or so, and if you hurt your car, you know. You don't want to lock in. Is that what you implying
right.
to him?
If I roll,
you're gonna run Melvin.
No. If I come through the gate with the car, we locked in.
There you go.
Okay.
That means the car running and I'm ready.
Okay. I just wanted to clarify that. Because I was going to say, it sounds like you're backpedaling on that other man. You want stipulations about showing up and whatnot with the other guy. But, you know, with my homeboy, you're going to tell him get down no matter what. So I just want to clarify that.
No. Hey, man, I'm going to Maryland next weekend, and anything happens, you know how it is.
Hey, how's Leon doing, man? What was Leon at when he had the accident?
Oh, Leroy? That was Leroy.
Leroy.
On the Big End, they say.
What track?
Yeah,
was
he was at the Grove.
He was at the Grove.
Oh, was at the Grove? Okay.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Danye, Melvin, I got a question. It was 300 on what? On 1,000?
1,500 or better.
Yeah,
300
on 1,500 or better.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, how many races you got locked? You like little Tony, you got about 6, 7, 8 races locked in, too?
Well, no, I ain't got a whole lot of them locked in. I'm going to go around and pick them up when I get there.
Hey, man.
Hey, Melvin, tell him you got a bracket. You run all night long.
There you go.
Hey,
all
Melvin,
night long.
Melvin.
Go ahead.
Did you pick the dress out you was going to wear for me and your thing?
Yeah, I got a pretty one for you, but you may have to wear it though. I'm gonna make it so we both can fit it. So, cause once I tap you, you gonna have to put it on.
All right, I'll have to come take you to get one.
I may have a seamstress that'll make you a special one. How about that?
Yeah, well, make sure you wear some pumps with for me, okay?
No problem. They got a Payless around there. We'll run around there and buy some if I gotta wear them.
Yeah, I like my hoes and stilettos.
No problem. However you want it. You can have it any way you want it, baby.
And that was confirmed that me and you were going out that 1320.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. We're going out the back door.
Hold on a minute. You know
we're going out the back door.
Hold on. I got a question now. Is this chemo, right?
Yeah. That's chemo.
Okay, so you guys also have a race that's locked in?
Melvin did not want to lock in or nothing. He just said, when we there, we going to get busy.
We going to get down.
Okay.
Yep.
That's what's happening.
He didn't want to lock in, so I understood that.
That's what's happening.
Yep.
Hey,
yep.
Tom,
we're on the ground together. We're going down through there.
You want me to open these mics up? Tony.
Hey, Melvin.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Just three look, Melvin. I still got the break today, too, right, Melvin?
Yeah, you still, yep, you still got that break. I ain't took it away from you. But it was, when that break took you, I didn't care. That break was out the back door with you, though, wasn't it?
No, you and Dre are going to give me the break.
I'm going to give you the break. I thought it was out the back door, but I'll give you the break today. But I ain't got no problem with that. I told you.
Man,
Dre going to be driving, right?
No, I'm going to drive.
I want to race with Drag, man. I want Drag to be there, man. I want to have fun with Drag.
Well, he's driving. I ain't no problem with driving.
Okay, yeah, let Drag do it, man. So me and him and locked it in. Let Drag do it.
Okay.
I am.
All right, that's cool.
Belvin, your leg's going to be hurting by the time you done that night, baby.
Nah, yeah, well, you wait and see.
No, look, Tony. Look, Tony got like 20 races locked in. He ain't got that much money.
Hey,
my mama gonna be retired before around this motherfucker.
Either we gonna have all of the money or we ain't gonna have no money. It's gonna be one way or the other. So me and little Tony could walk away with all the money.
No, he gonna have too many babies around this motherfucker. I'm gonna get him pregnant. Little Ron gonna get him pregnant. You gonna get him pregnant, and she was gonna get him pregnant.
Well, I guess we had an abortion clinic there to get rid of all that shit. You know what I'm saying? He don't want no babies like that.
I don't believe in abortion. I like to keep my kids.
They got a day later pill,
right.
Abortion.
Okay, we have a box of them there then if it go down like that. But shit, y'all may have to take them down. That's the whole thing about it.
Mel, ain't nobody worried about you, man. You just in the way, man. Ain't nobody taught you how not to stay out the street.
I ain't got a problem with it, man.
Y'all don't want never stay and kick the motherfucking door in on the party. What the fuck is that, Tony?
Man, hey, Wayne, that's my bad, Wayne. I had to shut everything down while Danye and
Hold on. I'm going to stop you early tonight, Wayne. It's Tim. What's happening, though?
Oh, this shit? All right, Tim. You said never scared. Wayne's usually the one who called, but that was my bad, brother. Come on in, man.
Y'all in the same camp, baby. Y'all in the same.
What's on your mind?
I'm on mute. I'm still listening, man. I'm here. I'm on mute. All right.
I see y'all trying to get y'all a goddamn orgy going on with one person, man. Y'all leave Melvin alone like that, man. God damn.
Hey, man. Melvin, I'm sorry. Let me back up. It wasn't Melvin. Danye say he looking for white trash, man.
Hey, if he hold on 1 second, I'm going to get that white trash on the line. I'm going to get that white trash on the line, but I'm looking for somebody that want to dance on 22, man.
On double deuces, you might have to call him Skin for that one. You know, Skin, that's his area.
Yeah, I know that's his forte. I know that's how he likes to play. I know that's his forte. But dig this here, I'm about to buzz dog on the line. I just got off the other phone with him. I'm a buzz him on. I'm going to.
Hey, man, you going for you to play Skins, you got to have AC. Tell him if you ain't got AC, he going to cuss you out. So I advise you not even fuck with
hey,
him.
Man, hey, look, I done been cussed out before. Ain't the first time, ain't gonna be the last. So shit, it is what it is.
I can get Skin on the phone, y'all. I get him on the phone.
Hold on, what's your question, Junior?
Yeah.
I got a question for you, man. You know, because I'm listening to everything and going back through everything. How much y'all gonna have ambulances there, and you're gonna have medical personnel at the track, aren't you?
That's right.
Now I'm asking this because it's starting to shape up. This might be a national disaster that day, man, because you're gonna have so many people with assholes blown out, knockouts. I mean, this shit. I mean, is the medical facility close? See, I don't care, because I'm going to be sitting in the stands or on the starting line. And I will.
Well, Hey, little Tony.
There goes Skin, man. Skin on the phone, man.
Shorty.
Hey.
What's the deal, baby?
What's on your mind, baby? I feel pretty good.
Hey, man, we got a guy on here say, do you have anything over there on 22s he trying to play?
No, I ain't got nobody with nothing with no 22s. Yeah, what kind of car you got on 22s?
Just a little raggedy ass Monte Carlo. Little raggedy ass Monte Carlo.
I raggedy your ass. Take this motherfucking pickup truck and knock him up. I take this pickup truck and knock your ass out.
You just told me you ain't got nothing for me, so shoot your little short ass mouth somewhere, boy.
No. I said I don't have nothing with 22s.
Okay.
That's what I said.
You ain't got nothing. Hey, what you just said, you ain't got nothing for me then, so shut up.
No. Now, I got something for you. I take this pickup truck and knock your ass out.
So put some 22s on that bitch. Come on,
let me ask you this. I ain't got no full-blown race car now. Whoever's saying that, you're telling the goddamn lie.
I played at the track the other day. Come on.
You said what? You said you never seen.
Said, come on. Man, if you stop talking, you can listen real good. You know that.
No, I can't hear what y'all saying. It's 75 motherfuckers trying to talk, sir. You trying to talk while I'm talking. Now go ahead, sir. All right,
well,
what you
well, I'm gonna shut the fuck up.
I already said what I had to say. Go ahead. You said something.
Hey,
you didn't let me reply.
I'm gonna say it like this here. You bring anything with 22s on it, you got that. Okay, now can I say something, sir? Street car, a street car, man. That's all. Okay, you're right. Can I say something, sir? Okay, I'm done talking. Go ahead, sir. I never rode nothing with 22s. I don't even know how to go buy them. I wouldn't go buy them just to race you. I'm not gonna go buy no 22 just to race you, sir. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. I ain't
okay.
tripping on all that, but would you run something with some 20s on it?
Nah, man.
Right, that's all I'm
saying.
Hey, if you
talk to the lady, you know, they gave you 2 inches, make a difference.
You said what?
They say them 2 inches make a difference, so I need all mine.
I understand what you're saying, but I'm just saying, all these guys on the phone and whoever know you that know me, no, I ain't never rode a car with 22s. I don't even like rims.
Motherfucker,
so I wouldn't even
know
no.
I know you. Hey, hold on, motherfucker. I know you just like you know me, motherfucker. I picked your ass up and walked around with your ass in the goddamn race track. Some bitch, you know me, motherfucker.
Who is it?
The same nigga that picked your ass up and walked around. How many niggas you can walk around in the race? Fellas, you can walk around the race track and pick your ass up in the race track. How many was that?
75.
Okay, well, hey, I'm one of
them. I'm trying to figure out which one are you.
In other words, Tim, he likes to sit in niggas' laps.
There you go.
Yeah, man, I'm kind of, now you got me nervous.
Well, that's what I do. Hey, listen, my job is to get motherfuckers nervous. You ain't got no business picking me up, motherfucker.
Hold on one second, y'all. Hold on one second, Junior. We got any more hands up?
Yeah, you got a lot of hands up. Let me bring them in. 708-4697.
Just listen.
Okay. 404-8906. Your mic is open. Let me run through a couple more here. 586-3175. Your mic is open.
He just listening. He got 586.
Yeah, they just listening. Hey, Pretty Tony,
okay.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
I never tried to run nobody with no 22s. All I said was this. Motherfucker seen my truck. Whoever seen my truck and drawing on my truck, they said they had some cars with some 22s. I said, I don't even want to know what the fuck they got. If I catch a motherfucker with some 22s, I'm going to beat all the hell out of there. Why you don't let me talk, sir? You want me to reveal who the fuck you is?
Who is still talking, man?
Nobody. Man, look, I got somebody else on the line. We'll put our shit to the side. We let them out of 8 minutes. I'll come back to your little short ass.
Oh, okay, but I was talking to Pretty Tony. And she was beautiful.
when you get out the 12.
Hey, Pretty Tony.
Yes, sir.
Hey, get my ass whooped like you was trying to do before with motherfucker like Doc or something. Come on. Shit. You know what category I'm in, baby. Come on, baby.
Hold on.
Man, I'm going to faggot ass Wayne and say, when you get off the 12. Man, we got to run when we can run, man. If we don't run number 12, that's our damn business. What, you jealous of something? You know what I'm talking about? Beautiful.
Hey,
beautiful.
Hey, Skin.
Yeah.
Yes, we got a guy over here. He got a 2000 vet drop top. You trying to do something with
him? I beat all the hell of his ass.
Okay.
I ain't on your paper.
Yeah. You like
so
that?
You wanna lock in?
Yeah, I'll lock in with him. Come on.
All right, so we'll be locking in 300 on 1,000 or better.
Yeah, to run the Corvette? Yeah. I'm going to take.
With your truck?
No. Not my truck now. No. Not my truck, baby. No. No, I don't like that.
Okay. Well, what you talking about? What car you driving?
You see, I ain't asked no questions about the weak-ass Corvette. I got a little mower, just like what you had when you came to the track. Remember when you came to the track and you came with a mower and I told you I'd beat all the hell off your ass? I got one now.
Yeah.
With some little bitty tires on it. Little bitty little tires, man. If it got 900 on it, I automatically move.
Junior, can you find that background?
That's a lot of background, man.
Yeah, because they got a whole bunch of background for shit, man. Pretty sure it's trying to watch it.
Either in the side, inside a car,
man, whoever got that noise in the background, a faggot.
All right, you got it. Now, what you say you got over there now?
That ain't Shorty. Hey, Pretty Tony.
Yeah, we got it.
I got a little old Nova like that Nova that you drove to the track that time and I tried to beat your motherfucking ass. Just like that.
You got a Nova like that? Yeah.
Yes.
No roll cage, no nothing?
No
like
roll cage. Got music in it and everything, motherfucker. Now, what else you want to know?
And it's got what size tire on it?
It's smaller than a 900. It got a little bit in the low down. What, Mom? No, Mom, on the phone. Yeah, come on with it. You like that beautiful?
I'm going to see what I can find for you.
See, you son, man. I said I'd run you with that motherfucking Corvette. You ain't hear me ask nothing about the Corvette. You ain't hear me ask nothing about the Corvette.
The Corvette.
You ain't hear me say what's out of town, the Corvette. You ain't say this. Now, listen to this. I'm going to give your ass some action. I don't got no turbo, no supercharger. You like that? I don't give no fuck about no Corvette, boy. Blow your ass out or get my ass blowed out. That motherfucker have big ass tires on it like your motherfucking goddamn your yellow car. Come on. Let me show you I'm a gangster, boy. Now, what you want to do? Fuck you talking about? Now, everybody listening to that, I hope they got Lady A on the mic, Lady F, and Q, and Z. Come on. Tell Wayne them niggas, I'm conjuring that up with their lady ass.
Y'all looking for skins 3 years ago. I found for y'all. Like, y'all scared as hell now.
I'm a gangster. I don't give a fuck about no motherfucking vet, boy. Just like I told you when you came with that goddamn pro mod. You could have fucked me up. Lock your ass in, beautiful. Come on. See, I'm a gangster, boy. You boys ain't no motherfucking gangster. Did the man, tell me I got a 2000 convertible vet? He ain't say shit else about the vet. I don't give a fuck nothing about it.
They tell you a whoop before I got you on the phone.
I'm going to take a motherfucking Nova, all the seats in it. If all the seats ain't in it, I automatically lose. No roll cage. I'm talking about this motherfucker barely got a fighter, and it barely got a goddamn hood scoop on it. It don't even got that. I don't think. Goddamn it. It got little bitty tires on it. We're going to drive it around and put 93 octane in it and knock his motherfucking ass out. No turbo, no supercharger. Get your ass out. I don't give a fuck what you got, man. You can have a 2000 convertible Corvette with two superchargers and 8 turbos on it and 40 nitrous kicks. Come on.
I don't even want to look under your hood. Just get your ass down. I'm going to show you what the fuck I got, boy. Now, how they like this? Am I trying to go?
They go there looking for you now. They might have quiet now.
But I'm just saying that, three more. Am I trying to go, though?
Yes, 100%.
I'm telling them what the fuck I got, and I don't want to know what he got. He can go get one from North Carolina, the fastest one in the world. I'm going to try his motherfucking ass, man. Lock your ass in, beautiful. I'm going to show you, man. I don't want fucking money mean nothing to you. That's why I be trying to tell Wayne. That's why I be trying to tell sweet-ass Wayne. I don't give a fuck what you lady-ass niggas got. I'm this broke-ass nigga gonna knock your ass out or get knocked out, and I'm gonna lock in, motherfucker. I'm gonna send my mind, what's the need you my money? What's not, pretty Tony? I don't pay that shit. They tell you niggas in Detroit don't like to pay the lockup off. But I ain't fucking with them. I'm fucking with somebody that I think will pay, pretty Tony and Wayne. Get y'all ass now. I don't give no fuck about y'all, boy. Come on.
Hold on.
Watch it.
Hey,
I don't give a fuck whose show this is, who race it is,
or
none of that shit.
Hold on.
Lock
hold
your
on.
Ass in. There's going to be thousands and thousands
Slouch.
Of people there.
Slouch. Slouch. Slouch, you with us?
I hope Slouch is. Slouch. I meant to call Slouch, but I don't be wanting to get into that because that ain't my business. They say Slouch hold a lockup money and ain't paying it off. Stop the bullshit, boy.
Well, see,
yeah,
like
y'all
said,
hear it from me.
Hold on,
what?
Hold
I
on.
Did I call him? I got his number. I ain't call him because I ain't got nothing
listen.
To do with it. I told you what I heard. I told you what I heard. It could be a lie. I told you what I heard,
saying,
sir.
Okay, right, but you said it wasn't none of your business. They already resolved that. They resolved that 2 weeks ago.
Oh, no, I ain't got nothing to do with it. I'm talking about me and you. I'm just talking out loud, baby. Me and you pays off like a slot machine, and I think Wayne
that's
pay
right.
off like a slot machine. Them the only people I want to lock in with. I don't know these other people, 22s and all that, ain't saying their names and shit, and picking me up at the track. I don't know nothing about that shit. I know about beautiful and sweet Wayne. That's all I know about.
Damn.
I don't know all these other motherfuckers, all these motherfucking ghost people and shit, and they picked me up at the track and licked on me on my neck and all that. I don't know nothing about them people.
Hey, watch your mouth, motherfucker. I'm still on the phone.
I don't give a fuck, boy.
Hold on, where Chad at? We got him some action.
I'm gonna run that Mustang.
Let's get this little thing straight right here first. Let me show these boys something, or they gonna show me something. I'm trying to get some things straight. Hold on, 3-0. 1 sec.
All right.
Hey, Tony.
Slouch, you, yeah.
Hey,
I'm on the mic.
I'm on the mic,
sir.
Chad, what's happening?
Nah,
too much. What do you
want to
do, Skin?
Blow your ass out, whoever you is. I'm locking in with beautiful Tony. With his pretty ass.
Whoever I is?
Whoever the fuck it is. I don't even care.
Hey, Skin, I'll cover his locker.
Okay, listen to me. You said what, sir?
I got a street car, no cage. It's got an AODE in it. I can cruise it around on overdrive down the expressway at 80 mile an hour.
I don't even know. You said an you're talking about an overdrive transmission. Okay. Right.
Yeah.
I understand all that. But
it cruises around on the
street
with 16-inch ponies.
Come on, lock your ass
in. Hold on. It's pretty Tony. I'm talking to the man, Chad, man. I don't even like you no more. Let me talk to him. What you say to Chad? He said, you're driving around and things of that nature. What else, man? Because I like this shit now. Hold on, Tony. Is the show finna go off or something? Is the show finna cut off or something?
Listen, man, you told that man what you got. He told you what he got.
No, I didn't tell him shit. I'm going to tell him right now if you let me talk to him. I'm just asking you. You got a time limit? Is the show finna cut off or something?
No.
Just tell me, is the show finna cut off?
We,
okay. Now, Chad.
We got less than an hour.
Yeah.
Okay, what you say, Chad? You sound so beautiful to me. What you say, Chad?
I do?
I'm telling you.
I said, what do you want to lock in for with that Nova?
They won't even let you talk, man. Everybody want to talk in the background with their lady ass. And they ain't even raising. They steady talking in the background. Chad, what you say, sir?
If you got a street car full interior with no cage, no mini tubs on a true 10.5, lock in.
No, it ain't no 10.5. Hell no. That's what you got on your car.
No, Chad, he said he got a smaller than that.
Yeah, that's what I said. Hold on, but Pretty Tony, would you please, Pretty Tony, would you let me talk to him, though, man? God damn. Chad, you said a 10.5.
Yeah.
You got a 10.5 on your car?
I said if you're no bigger than a 10.5.
No, I understand that. I said, do you got a 10.5 on your car?
No. I got a 28.10.5 on my car. No W.
Oh, it's a
drop-top
Corvette?
It's
a drop-top Corvette?
No, it's a full interior Mustang.
Oh, I don't even know what the fuck. Tony, a dumb motherfucker, because I don't even know why I'm even talking to you. Who is you? I'm talking about a 2000 convertible Corvette. That's what I'm talking about. I don't even know why he put you on the phone.
Just when you said you didn't want
your
stuff, I said I don't want none of that.
Okay, you right. But you wasting your time, man. I'm not running no motherfucking Mustang, man. They got Mustangs with 20. They got Mustangs. I just told you I got a little ass tire, man. Damn near a regular tire in the car. What the fuck is you talking about, man? I was talking to you. You mentioned a 2000 Corvette
convertible.
Hey,
Scan, hold on, Scan.
Yeah. It's just got a small little vortex blower on it.
I don't give a fuck about none of that. I don't want no turbo, no supercharger, Mustang. I want a turbo Corvette. That's what I want. I want a turbo
I can write Corvette on the window.
Okay, long as it look like one, I'm going to knock your ass out, Chad. You're going to be my new girlfriend. I'm going to knock your motherfucker ass out.
I'll put a picture. How about I do this for you? I'll put a picture of a Corvette, the back of a Corvette, in the back window so you can see it when I'm dragging you down the track.
All that shit sounds good to faggot-ass pretty pony member. That don't sound good to me. I'm a Chicagoan. I'll knock your ass out. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Hey.
I'm the gangster in this town. You heard of Al Capone? I'm the gangster in this motherfucking town.
Can I ask you a serious question, Skin? When we're on the phone, you're talking all big and bad, but when I'm sitting at the track with you and I'm in my wheelchair and I'm just as tall as you, you don't want to talk no trash to me.
I don't like you. I don't know who that was. I like you. I don't want to talk.
I tell you what.
You know what?
I tell you what.
I don't want to
run.
I don't want to talk.
Run my Mustang.
Nope.
Listen. Run my Mustang and I'll let my wife drive. I'll let my wife drive.
I don't like pretty Tony, man. I want to race him.
Hey, maybe I can get my wife to race.
No, I'm just fucking with you. No, I don't want to race you. I will race you.
All right,
skip all in my category. Hey, if you can settle my category, I will fuck you up. But back to that, I ain't trying to race that. Tony's going to get me some action. I told him what to get me. He said it's up my life. I didn't tell him what kind of car to get. The man said he got a convertible Corvette, I'll knock his ass out, man.
Hey, the guy that wanted to race you, hold up. Hey, the guy that wanted to race you with the 22, will he run a SUV on 20?
I don't know. You gotta ask him. I don't know. I don't know who that is.
My wife's got a, it's her daily driver. It's a Trailblazer SS on 20. She'll run.
I'll beat her motherfucking ass. Nah, you talking my language.
Hey,
hold on.
Skin, he didn't tell you. He said the man was 22. He's talking to me. So
okay, you right. Okay, you right. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
All right, what's up? What's up? What's up with you, big fella?
I know you were talking about running a, looking for a car with 22s. My wife's got a Trailblazer SS on 20. She drives it around back and forth to work, school. I mean, it's a daily driver.
All right. Okay, I understand. You save all that.
Nice.
What's
up?
What's
the
power at?
Yeah, it's got a nice kit on it.
Are you
5,000 pound truck? It's got air, everything.
Hold on. We ain't got to be close to that. I'm running on the motor.
You saying run motor to motor?
Motor to motor.
No. I'll let you leave if you let us pray. The car don't run. Hey, it don't run on this motor.
I like what you're saying, Chad.
Hey, you know what? Fuck, lock that in.
How much?
Damn. Shit, you tell me.
I don't care.
I'm about $300.
I'm easy.
$300 better.
That works for me.
All right, that'll work. Yeah, you can let it sit in his skin.
Hold on a minute. Let me get this lock in here. Now, who we got on? We got Chad. You got a Trailblazer?
Yep.
Hold on. Hey, is this Trailblazer all-wheel drive?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Let's go. Let's go.
Okay, hold on.
Hold on.
Now, who we got? Hold on. Let me get some of these mics. Let me get this noise up.
Oh, well, it could have been one wheel drive. What difference is it? A big fat ass Trailblazer. Weighs 4,800 pounds.
5,000 with the drive. Man. He's talking about the motherfucking,
okay.
Is it all-wheel drive? What difference do it make?
You ain't locking ass shit,
so shut the fuck up, boy.
Hey.
I bet you a lot, fucking motherfucker. They won't lock in with me.
Man, hey, just put four cars in front of your bitch ass. You ain't locked in shit. Shut the fuck up. Sit your ass down somewhere. They brought me in play.
Hey, you a bitch ass nigga. When you see me in my face, call me a bitch, nigga.
I will.
Hey, man. Hey, let me get this lock in here. Who's that with the corner?
I'm at. I'll put four pounds in your face and your bitch ass won't lock in.
Well, they all just different. They got their bags on the side.
Yes, sir.
Hey.
If he wants to run me so bad,
Hey, Skin. Give me a minute. Hey, everybody, hold on. Hold on one second. Who is it that got the 22s?
Hey, it's self. Never Skin.
I got to look at who.
Self from Never Skin. Self.
Okay.
Finally
saying
his name.
I'll be out
there. I'll go
back to Ruben's after that. Now, you guys are locked in 300 on what?
The Monte Carlo with the 22's got the brake. He going to run on the motor.
Hold on. Let's get this. 300 on the 1,000 or better.
Monte Carlo got the brake.
The
Monte Carlo with the 22 got the brake. And he running on motor. Trailblazer's plan.
On motor.
Yeah.
We're running quarter mile,
okay.
Right?
Okay.
Hey, quarter mile.
They ain't get that straight. Quarter mile or 80.
Quarter mile or 80.
Quarter mile,
right?
Quarter mile?
What's the time stipulation on this?
I'm not sure. It's going to be an issue just whenever.
Before the track goes,
sell it for me.
Yeah, that's cool.
Nah, you're not here. You're
okay, so this is the lot. Chad with the Trailblazer versus Tim from Never Scared with the Monte Carlo. You got 300 on 1,000 or better. The Monte Carlo gets the brake on 22s on the motor. The Blazer sprays. Quarter mile
on
23.
The Trailblazer
hold
on
20. Hold on. Quarter mile pro 3 before the track closes. Anything else?
Correct.
The Trailblazer on 20.
The man said that's a lot. Okay, we locked. For June the 15th, Little Tony's ready.
Yep.
All right, come on over here, baby.
Yes, sir. I put my
sweat on.
Hey, Skin.
Now, Tim, what the fuck is you talking about, boy? That's a lot of cars in front of you. You ain't gonna lock in.
Listen, y'all feel ready to hide me. I said,
you know. Hey, Skin.
Who is that?
You looking for the street?
No, no. I did.
Who is that? Somebody keep saying Skin, but they don't reveal it.
Okay, you can't take it up in here. Tony, can you hear me? Hey, Junior, can you find
that
background noise?
Yeah, I'm going through them right now.
I told you.
I got water here. You got bottled water?
Yeah.
So if I don't drink all your
tea,
give me one of these.
Water.
I'll tell you,
see what I do.
Go.
Yeah. Because
he's not hot. I mean,
one of my guys just texted me.
Don't worry.
I'm
going to
take him away
from
you.
I can't hear you, man. They got that background on.
I'm going through it right now.
I told you, I'm the one.
No, I had it open, too.
They talking about racing in the background.
Okay.
Boy, these people are crazy.
Hey, right now, Rose, I believe you.
Hey, that sounds like Steve from Detroit.
It's 81 degrees in this house. That's how
hot.
That sound like Steve from Detroit.
It might be broken. It might be 84, 85.
That's Steve from Detroit, man.
It might
be 84,
85.
It might be,
you know.
That's
a Detroit number.
Hello?
All right, we got them all.
Yeah.
Let me open up these other mics, man.
Hey, okay. Yeah, who is that?
Hey, hold on. I still got somebody else with the background. Let me clean this shit up, man.
Who is that, Sam Skin?
That's Tone.
Oh, what's up, Tone?
One of my guys texted me from down south talking about bringing his car. He said he got a pump gas Trans Am LS motor. He said, you trying to do something with that Nova?
A pump gas? What kind of car you say?
He got a Trans Am, like, 99, 2000 body style Trans Am. He says pump gas.
Is it fuel injection?
Huh? Yeah.
It's fuel injection? No turbo, no supercharger?
No.
Oh, I don't want no trouble.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't whoop them type of cars. Now, if he had a little tire or something on it, I might try his muscle, man. But I ain't asking about what size tire and all this shit.
You talking about with the Nova or with your truck?
With the Nova.
Okay. You still got that gray V over there?
You know that bookie car, man. Why is you fronting?
Oh, my bad. I forgot. I'm thinking bookie still got the black one. You right.
No, bookie got a silver. Bookie got a silver. I don't know if that's the same one, but he got a silver.
Yeah.
I don't know nothing about a silver one. I have one. I don't have one no more.
You ain't got no LS shit up there?
Yeah, but they don't got no turbo, no supercharger.
This one don't either.
Oh, it don't? But
no,
it might
got no turbo,
you know, it got to have a plastic intake. They gotta have a plastic intake. You know, he might have crossed one of your pages trying to pull a swam on you, babe. You got a LS.
Man.
What that mean? I can't run that. I don't want no trouble.
Hey, Tone, I'm gonna open up some of these mics, man.
Okay.
They ain't really talking about nothing. Now, well, let me talk to Pretty Tony. Hey, beautiful.
Yeah, but you know, any chance they get to shoot at you, Skin, they gonna shoot. So I might as well let them do all the shooting.
They fun though, but you know what? I'm just glad. I'm just hoping it's all fun and game. They hauling all the big shit.
Hey, Skin, you got Bookie's number? See if Bookie want to do something with this.
I got a number, but shit, y'all, I give it to y'all. Don't you got it?
Hold on. I think I do. Let me just in here. I lost my other phone.
He might be listening on the mic, you know?
Bookie don't be getting on the mic no more, man. I don't know why he act like that.
Yeah,
I got to
ask him why he act like that. Y'all got to ask him why he act like that. I don't give a fuck who you mad at. What that mean?
I'm just fucking.
Guess what? I ain't mad at him. I'm trying to drag race, man. Do you want any trouble? That's what I want to know. And I hope he listening. I ain't mad at no motherfucker. I want to play. I'm mad because ain't no money in my motherfucking pocket. Get his ass out.
It's like a top, that top toe. Like, where they black?
You know what I'm talking about? Hey, Tony.
Huh?
Tony, get me fucked up like you used to try to, man, before Junior got out. Get me fucked up, baby, please.
Hey, man. Junior got out of where? What the fuck is you talking about, man?
When you got up in the motherfucking store, what you mean? When you was in the store buying groceries and shit, and then you came out. Before you came out the store buying them groceries, Pretty Tony used to try to get me fucked up.
Hey, Tone.
Yeah.
I'm gonna use one of your sayings, man. You know Skin, my man. I love Skin to death. Man, get down on that motherfucker's ass, man. Get somebody.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about, Junior. Hey, Junior, I swear to God. When you was in the grocery store, man, that man was getting there. That man was calling all type of motherfuckers. Giddy. We got to the truck, man. I had to get motherfucker 20 cars and knock his ass out.
Hey, Skid. You know I used to always whisper in little Tony's ear, talk about, hey man, fuck that little loud motherfucker up, man.
Hey, but he can't do it. Hey, he almost had me one time. He almost had me with that goddamn yellow car. But he was gonna get fucked up because he couldn't even keep the thing running when he tried to lock in with me.
Oh yeah.
The thing was
real close.
Man, he had to go to 17 foreign countries to get it right.
Hey, Skin, you was real close to dead that time, boy.
Yeah, I was close, but guess what, though? My spidey senses kicked in. See, I'm Spider-Man. Them motherfuckers, that's why y'all keep saying Skin a dumb motherfucker. I don't know nothing. I'm the easiest motherfucker to get fucked up. But why that sweet-ass boy was on the phone, Tim, whoever the fuck he is, from Never Skin, talking about they threw four rings at him and I ain't locked in. I'll throw 10 rings at him, but he won't lock in. I can't lock in with nothing I don't think I can win. The object of racing is to make the other opponent think he can win. Let me think I can win, I'm going to knock fire out your motherfucking ass. Tim, with your sweet ass. Talking about some 20
well,
points.
Hey,
with your
hey, sweet kiss me in the motherfucking mouth here, boy.
You ain't going to win this shit.
I'm going to kiss you in the mouth. For, hey, look, I don't like boy pussy. I'm going to kiss you in the mouth, for. I don't like boy pussy. Now, I'm not going to kiss you in the mouth.
Hey, Skin.
All I do is want to raise Skin.
Give me a quick rundown. What's it going to take, man, for you to come to the line? Seriously.
What would it take for me to come to the line? All somebody got to do is say something out their mouth. They ain't got no business saying. Like Pretty Tony, he said something out his mouth. They ain't got no business saying.
You got 20
to break. When they say you a lying motherfucker, ain't nobody never gave me 20 to break. They ain't never gave you a spot. I wish they would.
I got something
to say, man. 20 to break, you gave
everybody want to talk at one time. I'm giving up 20. I bet you Tony won't give me 20 with that yellow guy.
If you're not talking, mute your mic, man, please.
Hey, Junior.
Yes, sir. Hey, let me get a shout out to a couple of the sponsors and everything, you know, and everything.
Hey, Slots, let me close up all these mics, man. What? Give me your last four.
Man, this is a motherfucker talking like a motherfucker on the phone.
Hey, what was that, Chemo?
Yeah, man, that motherfucker just man, he know this motherfucking phone on mute to some bitch.
You right. I'm talking shit right here. Chemo.
Hey, Slouch.
Yeah.
Come on in, Slouch. Come on in. Hey, we got somebody there. Got some kids in the background. Please mute your mic, man.
You got what?
Thank you.
Okay, Slouch, come on in, man.
Yeah, I just want to give a shout-out to all the sponsors that's helping us out for the June 15th second annual showdown in Motown. Detroit Racing for helping us out. Chris at Eliminator Customs. Little Eric at PRC Motorsport. Crazy Leg Racing. Little Tony, Ricky Harris. Summit Rentals. LLC, KB Solutions, and Premier Cleaning. Them all the guys that's helping us out for this June 15th event. You know, and it's going to be, you know, one hell of a show. You know, we got a lot of guys from the South that's coming up. We got a couple of races from the South that's locked in already. We're going to have activities for the kids. You know, to bring the kids, bring your family. It's going to be a family event. Friday, we're going to have testing tuning from 6 p.m. to 12 p.m. A meet and greet. We're going to supply the food for all the drivers out there, you know, talk, get to know each other. You know, if you want to stay at the track, that's fine. If not, you can go to the hotels, And also, I have reserved hotels for people that need hotels. You have to email me at number1slouch@yahoo.com, and I will email you the information to for all the rates, the phone number, and where the hotel is located. I'm not going to give the information over the phone or on the internet.
Right.
So if you need any booking reserves for the June 15th event, email me at number1slouch@yahoo.com, and I can send you the information. And that's about it.
You forgot one sponsor, Slouch.
Yeah.
You forgot one sponsor.
Who's that?
Me.
Oh, and the main sponsor is the track, US 131 Motorsports.
No, skiing, motherfucker. You forgot skiing. Motherfucker, without me, ain't nobody coming.
June the 15th.
You know, we're trying to make this event, you know, like a national event. You know, we're trying to make it. We're gonna be the first ones that ever had a welder there that's making wings on the spot, control arms on the spot. If you break apart, we got someone there to try to weld your pieces together. You know, we just trying to make this a family event. You know, trying to make it bigger and better every year. So, you know, this is going to be one great experience for everybody to come out and check out.
Hey, Slouch, you and Tony need to give me some action, man.
Hey, Skin, check this
y'all
out.
Y'all keep forgetting about the small fries, man. I'm a small fry.
Skin, listen to what I'm saying, Skin. Before June the 15th, I'm going to keep pressing Tone. I'm going to keep pressing his boys from Detroit, Ohio, Kentucky, Japan, wherever they from. We're going to get you some action by the 15th, man.
Please give me some action, man. Please.
Hey, Tone.
Yes, sir. That Nova, will it run a drop top Mustang?
Depends. If it ain't got no turbo or supercharged, yeah.
No, it's nitrous.
Huh?
It's nitrous.
What year drop top Mustang? The new one?
No, it's old Mustang. Chad Mustang, how they count?
No, I don't really like them type of cars. Them cars be having trick shit on them and shit. You know, the Mustang get to riding down there. So you can't make them little Novas do nothing with no little bitty tires and all that and stock suspension and all that. You can't do nothing with them. Them goddamn Mustang too goddamn tricky. I don't like them things. I want Pretty Tony to come with a drop-top Corvette so I can knock his ass out or get knocked out. You know what I'm talking about?
Hey,
or some shit like
hey,
that.
Tone.
You know, I don't really like Mustangs. I don't like Fords.
Hey, Tone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got a lot of hands here. You want me to open up these mics again?
Yeah.
Hell no, they ain't talking about nothing.
313-7173. Your mic is open.
Yeah, Tony, I want you to get me, Tony. Tony, get me like you did last time. I like 9-8s and Sevilles and shit. You know?
313-0178.
That's me. That ain't nobody but me. That goddamn Skin, boy. You a mess, Skin.
Man, I want to play, man. I want to play.
Slouch is on. Hey,
Slouch,
you got something to
ask
me for you.
Huh? Hey, Slouch.
Hey.
Oh. Yeah. What about fuel, nitrous, and ice? Is that going to be accommodated for us at the 131?
Yeah, they got ice for sure.
Okay.
Do they
have
fuel and nitrous?
They have fuel. 131 does not have a nitrous spot, but we're bringing the nitrous guy. He's going to have his own nitrous, so we have nitrous refuels there.
Okay, like good. Hey, Clark, remember, do that for me. Just shake it back for that little Tony.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to do that.
Okay.
That was a good ass question. I like that. Hey, Tony.
I'm gonna open up some more lines.
Hey, Tony. Find me some
313-0619.
Find me some Regals and Monte Carlos and 9-8s and all that Seville's and shit, so I can beat your mother fucking ass, boy.
You know them
Skins,
you know them ride or die boys got a
cutlass. Man, I'll beat all the hell off their ass. They don't want no motherfucking trouble. Do they ain't got no roll cage and all the seats in it? I'm knocking their ass out. Got a flat hood in it? Come on.
Hey, Tom, what
do
Brandon got over there?
I don't
just know they got.
Man, I don't even want to run Brandon there, man. They don't want to pay the lockup off. I don't want to run them no more. I'm going to just speak to them and hug them and shit. I don't want to race.
Oh, okay. What about
they don't want to race.
What about Jeff? I don't know. Maybe Jeff might.
I don't want to race nobody. I got to be arguing with. I don't want to argue with nobody. I want to be their friend. I don't want to argue with shit. Yeah.
Okay.
I just like talking shit, man. I just like talking shit. Don't none of you guys take it personal now. I don't want no trouble.
And nobody want to sing Kumbaya with your ass, motherfucker.
Kumbaya, this ding-a-ling.
Hey, man.
Hey,
you know if you say something stupid to Skin, he going to come back with some crazy off-the-wall shit. Mr. Ding-a-ling.
Hey, that's why I do that shit. I like getting
rides
out that little motherfucker.
Yeah, I ain't want to say D-I-C-K on the mic. Ding-a-ling. That sound a little more nicer. Oh, you got. You know what I'm talking about? My little kumbaya is Peter Rowe.
The question is, will they get down?
I got a little motherfucker off for you, boy.
I just don't know why you guys can't find me no action, man.
You run every time we get something ready for you.
All the guys with the Monte Carlos and all that, they scared to death. They want to run me with Mustangs and shit. I don't want to be running a Mustang, Superchargers and Turbos and little fighter-ass motherfucking Mustang. I don't want to run that shit. But one of them new Mustangs, I'll run one of them new motherfuckers. 2005 and 6 is on up. Come on. Come on, one of them motherfuckers with some nitrous on. I'm going to knock y'all ass out or get knocked out. Now, come on.
Good morning.
Hey, Tom.
Yeah.
Hey, Ken.
Yes, sir.
Ken, why that boy from Detroit ran you last year? Stuck your finger up as you were going down the track. Where he at?
What you talking about?
That one? Yeah, the one ran you last year.
I don't want none of that. You got Superchargers on that bike.
Okay.
I don't like that thing. Hey, he caught my ass before the eighth and put his middle finger up in me. Let the window down.
Hey, Skid, what'd you say? What the fuck is wrong with him?
Yeah, that's what he did. A little A-Rab looking guy. I forgot his name. I know him when I see him. Hey, he got mad at me. I won $100. He gonna tell me my pickup truck weighs 2,900 pounds. I bet him that motherfucker weigh over 3,500. We went to the scale at 131. Rolled his ass out for $100. He was so motherfucking mad. The man whooped my ass and stuck his middle finger up at me. Let the window down. Yeah, he treated me bad.
He said he just did that.
Hey, we got somebody that's on speaker. Turn that speaker off, please.
Yeah, somebody didn't put their phone on speaker. Yeah, the man is bad.
Hey, Junior.
Yes, sir.
Let's do the trivia question for the free ticket, the two free tickets to the race.
Okay. Do me a favor. Can everybody mute your mics for a second? Just let Slouch on there. Tony and Slouch, stay on.
Tony, you got?
Yeah.
Nope. Got a lot of background. Still got a lot of background. Can you please mute your mic?
Mute them, Junior?
Yeah, I'm going to have to go through them.
Mute your phone, Three Love.
I had a 10:30. You will hear from one of the victims. In Howard Township, a carjacker takes off with an elderly woman still in the vehicle. Happened at the subway at 14 Mile in Haggerty. The 74-year-old woman was robbed and dropped off in Pontiac. Thankfully, she was not hurt. She used her phone to call 911. The vehicle was later lost.
That was it.
Okay, I got him shut down. Slouch.
All right. Yo, I'm here.
Come on in. Yeah, come on in with your question. You and Tone.
All right. I got the question, and this is a one part question. The two tickets to Showdown in Motown, Martin, Michigan, June 15th. Now, what year did Bob Glidden retire from NHRA Pro Stock? Don't bring him in, Junior.
I'm going to bring him in.
One by one.
313-7173. What's your answer?
I don't know that answer, man. Go ahead, somebody else. Yeah.
Going to the next one. 313-5415.
Wild guess, 89.
No, sir.
Going to the next one. I mean, y'all trying to
you
get
know what?
These tickets?
Hold on. Before you answer them up, answer open mics, ask them do they know the question. If they don't know the question, then just move on. It's easier that way.
No, he opened the mic last
3175.
Now that fool.
3175, 586. Do you know the answer?
1995.
No, sir.
Let's go to the next one. 313-0938. Do you know the answer?
97. Who is that, Jimmy?
Who is this?
1997. That's the right answer. That's the right
so
answer.
So exactly who's the name?
The little weird.
Who's this? 313.
The little weird.
You said Little Will?
Yeah. Little Will got it. That's the right answer. 1997, Bob Glidden retired from NHRA graduates. Will, you got two tickets to the show. When you show up, we have them for you at the front gate. All right.
Well, congratulations to Little Will. Bueno, I'm going to open up these mics, Tone.
That was Little Will was available, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, let me open these up now.
Okay. Well, Jimmy, it's time. We can go on ahead and, hey, Slouch, you want to give a shout out to our sponsors one more time? It's 10 o'clock. We can go and shut this thing down.
Yeah. All right. June 15th, Martin, Michigan, U.S. 131. It's going to be the second annual Showdown in Motown, presented by Little Tony and Number One Slouch. Friday, 6 to 9 is Test and Tune. Friday, 6 to 12 is Test and Tune, sorry. Saturday is the event. Race is going to start at 3 o'clock. Gates open up at 9 o'clock. Adults is $20. Cars and motorcycles, $45. Kids 10 and under is free. I want to give a shout out to all the sponsors that's helping us out. JB Solutions.
You ready now?
All right. Premier Cleaning.
So right behind me is
TRZ Motorsports. Crazy Legs Racing, Summit Rental LLC, Detroit Racing, Chris from Eliminator Custom, Reggie Harris, Little Tony, and also the main sponsor is the track, US 131. I'd like to thank everyone for coming out, listening to the show. This was a nice show. We had a couple of lock-ins from the guys from down south to up here and also the guys that's around the Midwest. We're looking forward to more and more races locked in until the time comes in, you know. We'll see everyone next time, same time, on Sunday. We out.
There you go. Hey, Tone, I got one thing. If you guys want, go on Motown Muscle. Little Carter posted his video for the showdown in Motown. Check it out, man. Rate him. Subscribe to him, man.
Night.
Give him his support the way he support us, man.
Yeah. Sure will. He did his thing on that video.
Yeah,
and we would like to say we want to give shouts out to Lil Carter too. He did it. He did an excellent job on his promo. We really appreciate that. If you're listening, Carter.
You know the thing is, this is a small family, so we gotta help each other in any way we can. Tone, close it out, brother.
All right, fellas, so appreciate everybody coming on, listening to this conference. Yeah. And we appreciate the lock in. See y'all out there on the road. Be safe. God bless everybody. We'll talk to y'all next week. All right, Jim.
All right, brother.
All right, y'all.
Have a good one, man. All right, man.